USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On a week when many people are traveling, including by air, the nation's attorney general is directing federal prosecutors to focus on federal crimes that happen on commercial airliners. AG Merrick Garland saying that he's got to answer the spree of violent outbursts that's been reported on planes around the nation lately, saying the Justice Department is concerned about this sudden rise in criminal behavior on planes, which he says puts passengers, flight crews, and attendants in danger. Some breaking news out of New York City, where a suspect's in custody after two NYPD officers were shot in the Bronx earlier this evening. The two are now at a hospital expected to recover.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
The head of the CIA reportedly warned Russia of consequences if it's behind the Havana syndrome. That's the report of what CIA Director William Burns had to say to Russian officials when he visited Moscow earlier this month. Havana syndrome, the name that's been given to mysterious health incidents that have affected American officials and spies. Not much change in the Dow or the S&P on Wednesday, but the NASDAQ gained 70. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search for clues in an unsolved plane hijacking in the Pacific Northwest still going on 50 years later, November 24th, marking the 50th anniversary of the D.B. Cooper skyjacking. In November of 1971, a passenger whose ticket was booked under the name of Dan Cooper boarded a Northwest Airlines flight in Portland. It was bound for Seattle, but during the flight, the man called Cooper told a flight attendant he had a bomb. He demanded $200,000 in parachutes once the plane reached Seattle-Tacoma Airport, and when Cooper's demands were met, he instructed the crew to fly him to Mexico, but he parachuted out of the plane with that ransom money, and he vanished, although some people believe they know what became of him. They're also still, in many cases, looking for that money that's not accounted for. In this internet age, of course, a lot of it's moved online, but the Butterball Turkey Talk Line is still up and running, and it's expecting a lot of business, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
For information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
That's what you'll hear when you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Talkline Supervisor Carol Miller saying on Thanksgiving some 10,000 people phone in, and the number one question asked is about thawing your turkey.
Press 1 or visit butterball.com.
I'm Tim Berg.
And from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.